Hello and welcome to another episode of No Stupid Questions, where we answer the dumb, insignificant, stupid questions the other shows don't have the guts to answer. Like, Alex, why are there all these piping hot pitchers of piss here?
No one's gonna get that joke, Tad. That video has like 200 views.
Read my piss-stained lips. This is urine.
Wait a minute. I can explain everything. All right.
So, I want to open this up and set the stage, the mood for this episode.
Piss.
Yes, piss. Well, it is. You'll see. So, check this out. I thought that this had worked the other day. I thought it was so fucking funny. So, Tad, how different would the movie Little Shop of Horrors be that instead of blood, Audrey 2 had to eat cum instead? Feed me, Seymour, feed me cum! You eat cum, Audrey 2, let's face it. What am I supposed to do? Continue feeding you. Jerk people off? I'll make it worth your while. Think about it. How much different would that movie be if he just had to, like, jerk people off into Audrey's mouth to get whatever he wanted?
What fucking Twitter post did you steal this one from?
I thought of it while I was pushing carts. I thought it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
Feed me. Does it have to be human? Feed me.
Must be cum. Must be fresh. Timmy, that's disgusting. See, it's hilarious.
Oh, fuck. It would be a very different kind of movie, I'll be honest. Would I still watch it? Probably. Who was the voice actor for Audrey? Weren't they, like, someone famous?
He was a... Not like a professional, like, record singer, but he was, like, a stage performer, like, kind of singer. He was in the middle ground, right? Back when that was still a thing. Back before it was just, you know, you're either super popular or you're super nothing. He was, like...
Like the person who did the voice for Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah. He was a singer, but not, like... You're not gonna buy, like, his fucking big, like, album or some shit. I forget his name. But I do remember he was also in fucking Captain N, the Game Master. He was Mother Brain in that.
Mother Brain is basically... Fuck, what was my... Audrey. Actually, it was Audrey 2.
I said Audrey 2.
Yeah, well, I wasn't listening very closely. Wasn't there... There was two endings to that, wasn't there? The movie had a different ending.
Yeah, so check this out. So, obviously the movie would have to have another ending if it was cum-related, but... but the original ending of the movie, Seymour dies... At the end of the Mean Green Mother from Outer Space song, it ends with him, with Audrey.
Actually, Alex, in the cum version, it's the Mean Green Mommy from Outer Space. Big Green... What is it? It's Big Green something. They repeat it a bunch.
Big Green Mother from Outer Space and I'm bad. But, fucking...
I hate this.
Yeah, see, like, look, and him having all the other little Audreys is now they're Seymour's kids because it was all Seymour's cum. Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm trying to get into the fucking thing, the actual fun fact. So the original ending made all the test audiences fucking hate it because they're like, oh man, everyone dies. That blows. So they refilmed the ending and fucking have him beat Audrey and save the fucking world. And this is actually really interesting to me, because I remember there was a game journalist, I want to say on Rock, Paper, Shotgun, one of the really shitty websites that no one actually uses, but everyone seems to bitch about, you know, one of those fucking game journalist websites, who was complaining that he hates that gamers are so entitled and always want developers to change things for them. They never have to actually, like, just have something and deal with it. And he then used examples like, books don't, you know, you don't give a patch notes to a book and say, okay, sorry, everybody, I'll maybe redo the ending for you. You don't do it with movies. You don't do it with fucking other things. You only do it for video games. To which I say, you're actually incorrect. I can think of a book that had a different ending because of fans hating it. And also a movie. The movie being this, of course. Then he used Sonic the Hedgehog as an example of gamers, you know, bitching about things, because even though it was a movie, it was game-related, right? Yeah. But Little Shop of Horrors had a different ending, and also the book Great Expectations had a different ending because of its shitty ending. You ever read Great Expectations?
That's the one about the orphan who, like, runs around and something. Are you going to go into a fucking version of Great Expectations where it's cum? Is this budget come down?
Now imagine that instead of giving the homeless the prisoner pie, he gave him some of his cum instead. No, shut up. No,
$50,000 a month on Patreon for cum town, by the way.
Okay. So the point is, the original, I'm not going to go to the whole fucking book, because who fucking cares? But I read it in high school, but the original ending was like, instead of getting married, he gets fucked over by the old lady, Mrs. Haberdash, whatever the fuck her name was. And then the old lady feels bad about it, because she's like, oh wow, I actually just kind of perpetuated the cycle, I'm so sorry, I'm a fucking psychopath, whoopsie doodles, oopsie poopsie, well, ruined your life, bye. And then it just kind of, he just kind of leaves alone and sorrowful. So people hated that, and so with the re-releases of the book later on, they have a new ending where he does end up getting married, kinda. Where he gets, like, she gets married to the other guy, but then he's, like, an abusive husband, so she leaves him and then marries the protagonist anyway.
Okay.
But, like, it does happen to that one guy. No, you're wrong, it does happen before. And provided that there are the means to make altercations to better appease your audience, just about anyone would take them, because when you're making a product of entertainment, you want to entertain people. You want their money. You want them to like you.
Yeah, there's a fine balance between entertainment. So there's entertainment and there's art. Art is, there's a lot of crossover between the two, of course, because, like, you know, when you're looking at a piece of art, you're being entertained by it. Pushing that existential demon back just like another 15 minutes by looking at this, like, fucking Norm Rockwell painting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to... On one hand, the Sonic thing looked fucking abysmal. It looked terrible, so that was actually a good example of, like, hey, this thing looks like shit, and I'm not happy with it. Don't expect me to be happy with this. And then change for the better. But, there's definitely a lot of respect that can go out to someone who's making something and goes, nah, eat shit. I'm not going to change my creative vision at all because this is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I wanted to put out. If you don't like it, I'll fucking kiss my ass. And because that could also backfire really fucking hard for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, because if you pander too hard, you just come off as trying too hard.
And then, of course, if you go outright to antagonize your audience, you end up with the second... Oh, no, not the second half. Two-thirds of Homestuck.
Or you end up like Ooblets, where you're like, hey, we're gonna go to the Epic Game Store, and, like, they just talk down to everybody like an absolute asshole. Like, everyone would have respected you, but then you had to be an asshole about it, right? Same thing kind of goes with when you're making anything. It really is just about, as Megamind would say, it's all about presentation. Don't be an absolute chode, and just try your best to make a product that people will enjoy, especially yourself. Don't try so hard to pander, but also don't be so up your own ass. Again, Thanos, knife, balance.
Whoa, that's pretty difficult, Alex.
Oh,
really great advice that we gave there. Just, you know, do thing A, but also do thing B. Yeah, don't do too much of A and B.
Listen, sure, hey, having a healthy balance is a good-ass advice. Yeah, it's pretty general, but it's a good-ass fucking rule because you should be balanced in everything.
Speaking of balance, so this is a question. So your question is from you. This question's from me. So... Oh, wait, actually, hold on. Is it? I don't remember. So the question is, can a lazy eye see? Will a person have vision going off in, like, one direction away, like a fucking chameleon? So the actual name for a lazy eye is amblyopia. Basically, what it is one of your eyes. It happens when you're younger. And in most cases, it can be kind of fixed, like, right away. But basically... one of your eyes doesn't develop right. And so after a certain point, your brain just fucking throws up its hands and go, all right, fuck this. I'm just going to ignore this eye. We're just going to look at this one. So have you ever spoken to someone who has a lazy eye?
Yes, when I was very young.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were real fucking delicate about it, too.
My mother told me preemptively, don't make fun of their eye. They already knew who that person was.
Maybe I'm trying to defer guilt from when I had a pizza delivered and the man was a dwarf. I still feel really bad about it. That's in one of the podcast episodes. You can find it if you dig hard enough. But basically, the eye, it, like, ignores the lazy one. So the person doesn't see out of it. They're like the fucking demo man from the hit video game Team Fortress 2. They just have one eye, basically. So what they used to do in the old days, they would treat it like a pirate. They'd put an eye patch over your one eye.
Yeah.
And you'd put the eye patch over the good eye. And then the weak one would kind of, you know, fix itself up. But that doesn't really work past the age of, like, 2.
Interesting.
Because your brain's just going to go, oh, fuck this. Let's go back to the other one.
Yeah.
What you could do is it's not like if it affects you later in your life, it's not like a critically bad condition or anything.
Having one eye kind of sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, you can fix it with surgery typically. So it's not like, it's not the end of the world if you do have it. I mean, you're not going to be fucking flying airplanes, I'll tell you that much, with a lazy eye. I found out when I was doing the research for this is that what I have is astigmatism, which is a medical term for your eyes totally fucked. My corneas are fucked in both of my eyes, so I can only see within like inches of my face.
Oh.
Without glasses, it's like just colors and shapes. I can't see my computer. I can tell there's a computer screen in front of me, and I can tell that it's gray because I'm looking at Audacity. But beyond that, I couldn't tell you a goddamn thing. And astigmatism, if you don't know what it is, it's like my cornea is like an almond shape. So it's like it's like an egg where it's like all fucked up on one side and not pointy and not round, you know? So that's me. I got fucked up eyes. Oh,
but, listen, don't you have Hulk vision?
No, I do not. Aww. Oh, wait, yeah, I do have Hulk vision. That's right. Remember?
Oh, I remember. That's why I brought it. That's why I brought it up. How do you forget having Hulk vision?
Because it doesn't come up very often. So I want you to explain to them what my Hulk vision is, since you know so much about it.
One time I was, yeah, I'm gonna remember the story by pure memory and see how good it is. All right, check this out. Just like, you told me the story once when we were like 13. All right, a long time ago, eons ago, little toddler Tad got a cigarette shoved into his eyeball, which gave him green eyesight out of his one eye, and so then he called it Hulk vision, and I made fun of him for it. I bullied him for his disability. I was a real nice kid.
Okay, now the way I remember it is that I was a suave, cool 12-year-old. I'm fucking built. I got a fucking 13-inch dick. I kicked open the door. I was like, hey, Alex, check this out. And then I closed one eye, looked through the other one, and I noticed that it was slightly greener than the other. What it was I'm remembering it now. It wasn't a fucking cigarette.
I thought someone shoved it in your eye. I remember you telling me that.
I remember this. This is even stupider. I believe it was my older brother Zach took an alcohol pad and threw it at me from the other side of the rec room, and it went swoop right underneath my glasses and burned my eye. So now, if I go from left to right. I believe I'm doing it right now. This is good audio. Yeah, it's my right eye. Everything has a slight green tinge to it. So I have Hulk vision. So my eyes are fucked.
Well, what was the original question? I lost track of that.
Oh, can a lazy eye see? And the answer is, kind of, if you get surgery for it. Otherwise, you're fucked and you have to be a pirate.
So the answer is no.
No, they cannot.
Okay. So I actually have a really cool question from a guy called Sparky Sparks. So, when you guys see black and white photos, did you think they saw things in black and white, hence why the picture is always in black and white? Okay, so it's a stupid fucking question, but it does have a very... Obviously, no, things were in color forever. But here's a really interesting thing. Back when things were in black and white, like photos and TV, there was this huge era where dreams would always come in at black and white. It wasn't until colored TVs that people started dreaming in color.
What are you talking about?
So, obviously, that sounds dumb. So, if you hear that fact, you think like, wait a minute, you mean people were dreaming in black and white for eons? No. People were dreaming in color all the fucking time. They would, like, dream of, like, their lives and shit, right? Like, when you go fucking dream that you're at fucking work or, like, at school or some shit, right?
Oh, okay. But, I'm gonna make a shot in the dark and say it's once you had black and white film and media coming out.
Yes, that's
what became a lot more accustomed.
Yeah, and that's why I said in that era. In that era of black and white TV, people would see that stuff all the time, which would kind of... perception, like, brains are weird, right? Perception is weird like that. So when you would dream, you would kind of dream up things in black and white colors.
So, like, if me and you, if we were recording, let me tell you about, you know, in the fucking 1940s, you know, where we open up every podcast, let's get those goddamn krauts and those fucking Japs. Slap a Jap, as Popeye says. Was Popeye around in the 40s? I don't remember. 40s, 30s.
He had that thing about Japan. Remember I said to you where Popeye was super racist?
Yeah, that's where slap a Jap came from. That's right.
Where Popeye pulls the fucking disguise off the Japanese guy, says, "Oh, so sorry." And Popeye says, "You're about to be," and then punches him.
Jesus.
I fucking love it.
So in the 1940s, let me tell you about, you were talking about Binderman and the adventures of Binderman. And Binderman have like the big fucking gloves and be like a black and white Mickey Mouse cartoon. Is that what you're telling me, Alex?
Yeah.
That's what I'm pulling from this conversation.
Well, yeah. Well, it's just like how my dreams were obviously affected by like the shows and shit I watch. Because like when you listen to that dream, if you watch our old episodes, it plays out like a full like episode of like a cartoon, right? That's because I watched so many cartoons, so my dream was formatted like a cartoon. So
people picturing that one dream where, like, the people, where, like, the brakes were cut. Like, it's a bunch of people in a car, and it's a silent movie, like, they're flailing their noodle limbs, then it cuts to the text, which is, oh, God, oh, fuck, we both cut the brakes, we're both wild cards, oh, fuck, Jesus, crashing noise, and then it goes back to the cartoon.
Yeah, it would, like, it's funny to say this, but it would legitimately look like that, because, you know, your surroundings perception will change, and it's really, really cool. So, no, Sparky, but thank you for letting me get an excuse to talk about something really fascinating. And yes, I did learn this from Persona 4. Dab. It's one of the questions in one of the tests. I said, that's bullshit, and I went and Googled it, and then I learned more. So, hey, I learned something new. I learned a really useless fun fact from a fucking JRPG.
Fantastic. Here, I have a question that ties into that one. This is from Noah Burrow. If the past tense of come is came,
oh god, shouldn't the
no, not that. It was spelled. If the past tense of come is came, then shouldn't the past tense of chum be chame?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me, chame.
I thought the exact same thing as you when I read the email. I'm like, oh god, here we fucking go. Another comedian, another Jerry Seinfeld to come over here. 50,000 a month on Patreon. But Alex, don't you agree? What other words would be improved by using this proper terminology? Well, fuck, I was about to say hung. Well, if you're hung, isn't that past tense? And no, I'm not talking about a dick.
Oh, I'm pretty hung, all right, if you know what I'm saying. Fucking. Okay, so you're saying that hung would be called hame, right?
Chum is chame, because the past tense, like, this guy used to be my chum, so now he... is a chame.
No, isn't that? He just said now he's just some asshole. Yeah, I going
this sentence is breaking down, Alex, as we examine it more. Noah Burrow, I'm going to give this a D. Apply yourself.
No, imagine fucking 1940s Alex and Tad. Oh, that guy used to be my chum, but now he's just some asshole. Like, you just dropped the accent in the cartoon.
He's a fucking kraut. And as such, he's not a human and deserves death. Oh, fuck. I have one more. Speaking of deserving death, Lixim the Great. If you revive a zombie from the dead, is it still undead? Let's break this question down.
Yes, they would just be... Okay, hold on. All right, zip it. So I had this really interesting conversation once about this in World of Warcraft because of the whole light undead thing in air quotes. All right, everyone on the table, let's get it all out of the way. When you revive someone back to life, in, say, a video game, are they now just a zombie? Say I cast revive, like holy revive on somebody, and they're back to normal, but, like, they died, right? And they're alive again. Aren't they technically undead?
I believe, so a zombie is something...
is mindless.
It is a mindless creature that is being animated by some kind of force. Like, voodoo zombies were basically, like, the person's brain dead, and you're just kind of pushing them along.
Like a puppet on strings. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have any actual agency as a zombie.
Yeah, a zombie does have its own proper terminology, and you're completely right. I'm a little more interested in the undead part.
Hold on, Alex, say that again. I'm completely what?
You're completely incorrect in every single way.
You know, Alex used to be my chum, but now you're just my chain.
Now he's just a fucking chain. All right, so check this out. So, zombie is easy. So, yeah, they're just a zombie. But if you were to, say, take a zombie and then restore its brain functions, like, they're still, like, rotting. They're still, like, a weird fucking jaw and shit, right?
What fucking brain is there to restore if it's a full-on Zimbabwe?
Well, so theoretically speaking, magic, Tad, we're talking, like, just, it's a zombie, they don't exist anyway, Tad. I'm sorry that this line of logic, okay, sorry, oh, zombies existing, yeah, that's fine. How about we restore them? Whoa there, pal, that's not enough realism for me.
Why don't we pump the brakes there, guy?
Whoa, slow down, pal. Okay, shut up. If you were to theoretically just restore the brain, like, just scoop up the brain, like, just glue it back together, you have the zombie back. He's like, oh, shit, I'm cured. But, you know, he's still ugly as shit. He's a zombie. So, he's now an undead. Yes, he is now an undead person. Now, he's not a zombie because he's not brainless. He's not retarded. But, can I say retarded? Or is that not okay with it anymore? Is that not PC enough?
Well, the only problem I had with that sentence, Alex, is that you said they're an undead person. And I think the preferred term is person of death.
My bad. Sorry, everybody. But what I'm really interested about, though, is that, so, in, say, World of Warcraft, which is like a fantasy setting, if you were to use revival magic on somebody, they're alive. But you could there's a very clear distinction between someone who's alive from being revived via some bullshit, like, say, Illidan, versus here, this chick was revived with the power of the light, but she still has gray skin, so she's undead. Is that really the only distinction that matters? Is undeath skin deep?
It's a label that we put on people, man. I don't think it's fair.
Because, like, obviously, like, the Forsaken, they have their bones sticking out and bits of their flesh missing. Yeah, obviously they're undead. But say Arthas' sister, because it's his sister, it's this whole fucking story, I don't even want to explain it. But Mrs. Menethil over here, fucking, she just has pale skin. But she's revived with, like, light magic. And we kill each other and get revived with light magic all the fucking time in-game. But we've also had canon revivals like Illidan in-universe. And he lore-wise explains the gameplay mechanic of reviving with your spirit, by the way. You have an immortal soul, which means as long as you can get to your body, you can come back to life. So is he a zombie if he does that? If he just hops back into his body? Is he undead? I personally say yes. This is what made the argument happen in the first place, because apparently that's wrong.
So, if someone... a human... Let's go with a really wild fantasy example here. A human...
Yes.
...dies and is revived. They are not... They're revived through magic. They are not a zombie. They are not undead. They're just brought back to a previous state.
Never mind, Tad. I think I actually just thought of the answer to this. I'm stupid. I'm really dumb. Everyone's already typed in the comment section the answer to this question. Tad, you can resuscitate people in real life. They're not undead. They're just alive again. I mean, you could have a guy be legally dead for like a minute or so and still bring him back with shocking him or something, shocking the heart or whatever. And he was dead, but... Is he a zombie? Did you call him undead? Dude. No, he's not.
Okay, Alex, when I die 13 days, 7 hours, and 12 minutes from now, when someone brings me back, I'm going to refer to myself as a zombie.
Okay, well, obviously, so the answer is no, they're not a zombie. They're only a zombie if they were brought back to the dead in a mindless, puppeteered-like state. Okay, well, that was a waste of my time. The answer is right in front of me. Okay, was that... Haha, oops.
Here, let's answer a more serious question, Alex. This is a question from Tad Becker.
Nice.
Can you use a urinal without splashback? So...
How hard do you pee?
Dude, check out how hard I can piss.
Okay, well, I'll give you some hint on how to avoid splashback. Don't fucking put your entire body in the fucking urinal, Tad. Stop being... Okay, look, Tad, look, I know it. I know, hand on your shoulder. I understand that you have a small pee-pee, and you don't want the other people next to you in the urinal to see it. But nobody cares, Tad. Stand far out, legs apart, stand firm, chest out, and just start pissing. You're not meant to go right up in the damn thing.
Just sticking it in the fucking urinal cake. No, so I was thinking, like, is there a secret technique to avoid 100% splashback damage? Like, what if I'm wearing light armor, you know, shorts, and I don't want to get it on my legs at all? Like, at all, not a single droplet. So I thought, okay, there's gotta be, like, a secret, like, ninjutsu, a piss jutsu, if you will. So I found out, and I shit you not, there is a U.S., like, fluid dynamics physicist named Tad Truscott, who, with a name like that, he sounds trustworthy, intelligent, incredibly handsome, and an all-around just fucking great guy. And what he recommends is that you stand, and I quote, as close as you're comfortable and piss at the back of the urinal at a 45-degree angle. And if you can't trust Tad, who can to trust Alex?
So I know you don't know what a 45-degree angle is on top of your head. So I picture Tad, you walk in there, you have your nicest fucking suit just to prove that you're not going to get any on you whatsoever.
everyone, come here and watch me. Watch as I don't piss on myself.
No, you stand there, like, fucking stop. It's like this camera zooms up on you. You fucking...
It's like
you,
when Bugs Bunny was doing the opera, and he, like, holds his hand up and everyone's applause stops immediately.
Yeah, you get everyone around, you unzip, you fucking go over in your pocket, pull out a fucking protractor, angle it with your wiener, and then fucking piss at a fucking 45-degree angle. And everyone just starts fucking like, woo, yeah, yeah, woo, Ted. And then you wake up.
And then I wake up because I had a dream, because I actually pissed on the floor, slipped, and just fucking smacked my head off the fucking urinal. And then that's what I'm gonna do in about 17 days or whatever the fuck time I said earlier, Alex. I'm taking Tad Truscott's advice and killing myself.
Alright, so I have two really, really, like, interesting and fun questions. I'm gonna get this one out of the way first, because I thought of it about 45 minutes ago, and I thought it was really, really funny. Alright, Tad. So a while ago, I was, you know me, I'm making my little superheroes and stuff. I was trying to think of what is the worst negative drawback to a superpower. And I was thinking of like an anime, so say like Tien or Boros from One Punch Man. We'll be like, yeah, using this power reduces my lifespan. Or like, I can only use this like 6 times because I'm out of like ammo or something, right? Like, what is the, like, how powerful can you have something with like a negative? Or like in Men in Black, the fucking little gun, you know, sends you flying backwards and it hurts like hell to use. Even though it's super powerful, but you know, there's a downside. So what is the worst effect, negative downside to a power? And I actually already thought of the answer, but I want to hear you be wrong first.
Okay, so is this like a, like the power is very, very good, but the drawback is exponentially worse?
Think of it like it's, you think of it the most ultimate Thanos Infinity Stone power you can think of. Literally, it could do anything, but it will do this one thing that I thought of that nobody would ever want. So what is it? Because I thought of it. Now, what is the wrong answer, Dad? Go ahead, say it for me.
All right. So, you can read people's minds, but the downside is that they can hear your thoughts.
Ooh, see, that's really good. That is really scary, especially if you're really paranoid. I mean, after all, you're just sitting there listening to your Homestuck music in your head, and everyone hears it like a radio, like, around you. But, while that is there, I actually thought one, too. The actual worst downside to a power is... every time you use it, your penis gets a little tinier. Think about it. You have, let's say, Thanos right there. He's got the Infinity Stone gauntlet. He's got the blast. He's like, I'd end you right now, but it would make my pee-pee smaller. And then he leaves. or like, you have your anime fight, and, like, Boros is going, like, oh, like, oh, every time I power up like this, my penis shrinks. Like, think about it. How many, if you had the power to end the world, but to do so... your penis would get small and tiny. You'd have a little itty-bitty weenie. Is life worth living with a tiny pee-pee, Tad? See, Dad, now think about it. Would you do, let's say you had the super-duper strength to lift an entire mountain. There's a bunch of orphans down underneath. Would you make your penis smaller to save them? No, you wouldn't, would you? Would you? No, think
see,
of it. You can have
now, the... into this expecting you to say something like, have you seen the movie Logan?
No, but I've read the original comic of it.
In the movie, they do something a little bit different with Professor X. You know, he's got the mind bullshit. And his thing is just that, like, he has, like, ALS and Alzheimer's. So, like, he can't control it, and he just fucking, like, becomes a walking nuclear bomb that murders people around him because he, like, squashes their brain. I thought it was going to be something like that. I thought it was going to be something like, you can time travel backwards, but for every second you go, it's an hour forward for your body. But no, you were just fucking talking about dicks again. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Well, think about it. You can win every single fighting game tournament for the rest of time. But the only other thing I can think of worse than your penis shrinking is your dick just not working. Think about it, Tad. You could have all the women in the world, but then you'd be impotent. You could snap your fingers and become rich and famous, but your pee-pee don't work.
What if I was like a super scientist man and I could become Edward Dildo Hands?
But Tad, your pee-pee doesn't work, and also it's tiny. What's the point? What's the point? Now, Ted,
Alex,
you
go
actually
on to your fucking next question before I throttle you.
Fine, but there is one thing I want to say. Girls not allowed, because I realize this power does have one downside. If a girl could do it, then she wouldn't have to worry about her penis getting smaller because she wouldn't have a dick. All right, so anyway, next question.
That was
this
the
is
secret
really
answer that I should have given you.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't think of it first, because I realized it while I was saying, I'm like, oh boy, I hope he doesn't bring up the fact that girls don't have penises. So,
I mean,
all right.
Where's your proof?
I mean, Tad, some girls do have penises. Wink.
It's 2019.
I mean, after all, I don't know if I can keep going with this train of thought. Anyway, next question. So,
sir, do you know how based you were going?
Do you know how PC you're not being right now? All right, so, Tad, I thought of this question a long time ago, and I was really butthurt in a game of For
Jesus,
Honor.
Here we go.
I thought I was really mad that I died in For Honor this one time. And I yelled, God damn it, I really just wish the Asian characters in For Honor didn't exist. They're so goddamn cancer. But then it got me really thinking, Tad, what would the world be like without Asia in it? And I started thinking, you know, sitting there on my fucking throne going like, man, think about all the horrible things Asia has done for the world. You have China, China's pollution, China's communism, you've got anime, you've got South Korea's ban on porn, you also have Korea's K-pop.
I thought you were
going
to refer to anime as Chinese cartoons. Just no. Keep saying China in every single one.
No. You have K-pop from Korea. You have China's social credit.
K-pop, you got J-pop, you got C-pop.
You've got, and now Asia isn't just, you know, China, Japan, Korea, Mongolia, all that jazz. China also, Asia is also, it also includes the Middle East as well as Russia. China's this big, like, section. I mean, like, damn it! I said China again. I hate China, all right? We've been over this for the previous episode. Me and China, we don't get along too well, all right? Old China's cool. Modern day China,
Alex,
though,
you're about to get your ass fucking canceled on Twitter.
Yo, Mao Zedong looking ass China, that could fuck off. But Asia is like a whole section of the planet that has like Russia, the Middle East, and like, you know, the Asia in air quotes that we know, right? And also,
Mao
like,
Zedong could take a great leap forward to my fucking dick.
Dude, based. Alright, so I was thinking, like, there'd be no Russia. No more Russian hackers. No more goddamn fucking Russians having to, every single time I log on to Steam, I have to use my phone because Russians exist. No more bad Dota games. No more Dota in general. No more League of Legends would never have spiked up in popularity as much as it has and wouldn't have all those cancerous Asian energy characters. Just imagine. And there'd be no Abrahamic religions or Buddhism. In fact, most modern day religions all come from the Asian section of the planet. Because again, Middle East counts as Asia. There'd be no terrorism. There'd be no Indians shitting everywhere. There'd be no nukes. Tad, imagine the world without Asia in it. There wouldn't even be negative things like colonialism into the Americas because the Americans were populated by an offshoot of Asians. They came over via the land bridge. The entire, like, the Americas, which is like Canada, America, like South America, Mexico, all like that entire section of the world would pretty much just be unpopulated. It would just be animals. Tad, imagine the world. Like, waving my hands, like the smoke machine's going in. Imagine the peaceful world without Asia in it. Every bad
imagine
thing in the world.
All the people without the Asians.
Living without Asians. Now, Tad, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Think about it. Ah, a world only with Europeans and Africans in it. God, that'd be so nice, wouldn't it? Okay, you can't put that part in the episode. But imagine a world without Asia in it. All of the world's horrible crimes pretty much wouldn't exist.
Alright, so I'm gonna burst your bubble and let you know that literally every, like, group on the planet has done terrible, awful shit to each other on the same level of severity as Asia. Not You're Ted. Basically saying just like, what if we just like skipped human development from like the savannah and then just jumped to like Italy or something? We'd be Gucci, right?
Imagine just like, okay, so we all start off in Africa. We're gonna go with the theory that we all originate from Africa, right? You know, all these Africans go off. They're like, oh man, I'm getting sick and tired of being out here in the sun all day. Yeah, buddy, I'm really pissed about that too. Let's go up north. Oh man, there's just this big fucking wall of mountains where Asia should be. Well, guess we're not going over there. Well, off to Italy. Let's go
be. It's just a big, featureless white wall of light blocking us from Asia.
Well, guess we can't go over there and ruin the world. Aw, man, I was really looking forward to doing that. I just couldn't wait to have my ancestors be ruled under Mao Zedong's horrible policies. Remember that time he made a horrible insect infestation because he made them kill all the birds in the area because he didn't like birds? God, I couldn't wait to see that. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to go work on my art and philosophy over here in Greece.
I guess I'll just go and build a spaceship.
I guess I'll just solve the life equation. I guess I'll just cure cancer, you know, 10,000 years early.
Eh, fuck it, I got nothing else to do.
I'm not sitting here worried about my social credit. I'm not busy making gunpowder, which, by the way, there'd be no guns because China invented those, too. Oh, God. Imagine the world. I'm just so glad that this giant wall is right here, stopping us from hurting ourselves. Thanks, God.
Jesus Christ. So to wash the taste of that question out of our mouths.
Imagine the world without Asia in it.
This question here, and this is my last one. This is from The Rhea Lemon. It's like The Real Lemon, but it only has one L. It's very funny. How do fish get into newly formed lakes? Now, this one, I like this question a lot. This is cool. So I'm going to cover the natural ways that fish will get into like a lake and shit. So, Alex, have you ever seen a lake before?
Sure, yes. Yes, I've seen many lakes before, Ted. Continue. I assume you're talking about naturally formed lakes and not man-made ones, obviously.
Yeah, like natural. So how do new lakes show up? So many times, seemingly separate lakes and ponds will actually be connected when there's enough rain or flooding. Water will fill up in Lake A and eventually spill over the natural barriers or man-made barriers and make a little passageway to Pond B for a certain amount of time. And then water dries up, evaporates, soaks into the ground, that passageway disappears. Any animals that went with it brought fish from Lake A to Pond B, and now Pond B is its own separate ecosystem. That's the most common way, is that things will flood and it'll carry eggs, it'll carry fish themselves, all that bullshit over. Another way is when animals are just like fucking around in a lake, you know, like ducks just fucking be in there.
Just ducks.
What they'll do is they'll pick up fish eggs, which I think is called roe. I think roe is the term. I bought 7K of it on accident in RuneScape and I never managed to use it all.
Nice.
But animals will pick up the fish eggs and other bullshit and their feathers and bring it to another empty lake. You know, when they're hopping between lake to lake to lake doing their fucking bird bullshit or whatever. An article I read tried to pin the blame for fish like populating lakes on hawks dropping their prey, which didn't seem very like, you know,
believable.
That didn't seem very like professional or like should have been in like an educational article. That seemed like something that I would say. Like, oh yeah, the hawks just drop so many fish, it makes a fucking lake. So, that's how you could do it naturally, right?
Let's
say you're a big, important residential planter guy, and you're tasked with opening, like, a new pond or lake. How do you do it?
So, well, Oh, I was just saying, do you want me to actually answer? You're being rhetorical.
No, I got the answer. Don't worry, Alex.
Oh, okay, well, I'll be wrong for you real fast. Hold on. So here's my game theory. I'm Clay from Pokemon. I'm just this big, fat Texan dude with a big hat. I'm going to construct the shit out of everything I see.
I'm going to construct the shit out of it.
You big fucking space of dirt, right? Just fucking bulldoze a big fucking bowl shape. Put a bunch of rocks in the seabed to keep the water from being soaked back into the dirt. Put a bunch of water into it. Throw a bunch of fish in there and let them fuck. And also throw some fucking plants and algae in there so they don't die of suffocation. Boom, you got yourself a lake.
You're not wrong. So, well, I mean, you are wrong, but not as wrong as you would think. You basically do just dig a big fucking hole or repurpose an already existing spot by making it wider, by redirecting the land around it, like in farming spots here in the Midwest. There will often be a pond somewhere on the field because the field will be slightly angled so that excess water will drain down there instead of draining the corn and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But you pretty much do just take a big old hole, fill it with water. Sometimes they'll put a liner down. So you're big residential planner guy, and there's like a lake in a subdivision. So you put down the, you big, dig a big hole, you put some liner down, fill it with water, make sure the pH is correct, you put some fish in there, and then you have some child get a fish out of there and try to chop its fucking head off and traumatize another one.
Yeah, you know, don't worry about it.
Oh, there is actually one other way that you can populate a natural one. Two ways, I guess I should say. Frogs and some fish will just fucking yeet themselves out of water into mud until they find like better feeding grounds because it's getting overpopulated. They'll just fucking, you ever seen that? There's a video on Twitter of like a catfish that just like wiggles and shoots out of its fucking aquarium. It just lands on the ground to die.
No, I have not seen that actually.
But fish will do that because it's like, this isn't suitable for me anymore. I'll see you fuckers later. And they'll just fucking fly out of there and then wiggle on the ground and hopefully not die until they get to some new grounds. There's also frogs and other fish can get picked up by fucking tornadoes. It just whipped like 6 miles that way and then just like survive because they land in water or don't survive. When you wake up in the morning, there's a million fucking dead frogs around your house. One of the articles just had a picture of a guy's front yard where he went out and there's just a bunch of fucking dead frogs.
I imagine that, like, the way the earth and the ecosystem was all planned by Mother Nature, you know, but back when he, you know, back before, you know, she thought about putting that big wall in front of Asia to stop us from going over there. She had it all planned out where she's like, okay, so like, all the water is going to flow down back into the ocean, so everything can constantly be recycled. Everything's going to be degraded and shit out by worms back into dirt. And they're all sitting around there for way too long. I want to mix up a little bit. Here's a fucking tornado, you little shits. Have fun with your new wild card. Have fun with your new homes.
Just fucking whip a frog 6 miles into the next county. Dude, fuck ponds. I'll be honest, I'm going to say fuck them. There used to be a pond near, there would be a pond that would form at my friend's house. And every time I would go there, it would just fucking constantly be filled with mosquitoes. I fucking hated it.
Fuck mosquitoes.
Can I say this controversial opinion? Fuck mosquitoes.
I think you know what, Ted? That actually leads into my final question. Yes, I bet you didn't think I had one more. So, Ted, why the fuck did God/Mother Nature invent mosquitoes? What purpose do they serve other than annoying me? And why aren't enough of them in China?
I think like mosquitoes are a big fucking problem in China, Alex.
Could they be a bigger one?
Alex, you can't advocate for fucking Chinese genocide. Holy shit. So fucking like all the fucking rice paddies and shit, because they grow up in water, they just got a million goddamn mosquitoes.
Okay. But you know how in Africa they have like malaria, right? What if we just run into a bunch of them and then let them loose to the Chinese government, alright? I'm not saying for a revolution, Dad, for those Chinese viewers.
No, I'm just saying,
out there.
Guys, what if we give these blankets to these Native Americans? No, I'm not saying that we should kill the Navajo. Let's just Give him some of these blankets. That's a GY, wait, Dad, Alex. You're being a real Alex. You're being a real Christopher Columbus right now.
That's genius, Tad. Go back in time with the power, and my pee-pee gets smaller from it because, you know, it's the negative of the power. But it's worth it because I go, I say, Columbus, you fool. He's like, what? He's like, what? He's like,
you're going the wrong way, Columbus. Go that way. You're heading west.
You're heading west. You gotta go east to India. No. To China. What's China? Just give him these blankets, Columbus. It's your destiny. That's it, Jesus Dad. Christ. That's the secret. The saving the world. Columbus, the fate of the planet is in your hands.
Hero to all, Christopher Columbus.
Then I travel back into the future, and there's just fucking like sci-fi shit everywhere. There's like rockets flying around. I'm like, ah, worth it. I look down at my pants. Worth it.
You know it's not worth it? This fucking podcast that we have to nuke now before we get targeted by the Chinese government.
Worth it.
So you can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. You can send in questions to the email, which is letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That is let me tell you about with three T's, because otherwise it would not fit. Except it would. I just didn't know that at the time, but I'm stuck with it now. You can also post questions on the YouTube comments. You can send them through Twitter. I got a few from there, but I prefer if you send them to the email if you want me to see them specifically, or the YouTube if you want Alex to see them. Thanks for listening to this episode. This will be the last one before we get fucking abducted by the Chinese government and forced to their re-education programs.
Oh, and then our organs are harvested. Don't forget that part. That's a new thing that came out before after our previous episode. They harvest the organs from all those Uyghurs, too. Yes, that's what they call them. I'm not being racist. That's the term. It's not what you think. I said it back then, but I'm saying it. It's not. There's no I in that word.
There's no I in Uyghur.
It's Uyghur. That's how you say it. Anyway, they harvest their organs, too, if they don't comply.
Well, good thing my most important organ is so small from all my superpowers. I fucking hate this, Alex. This podcast is dead because of you.
Worth it.